Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of Brothers Echo Radio. You already know I'm your girl, Simone. And as always and always, thank you all so much for tuning in and supporting me. It means so much. I mean, I see the love. I get the emails. I get the voice notes, the IMs, the DMs. Yo, thank you so much. I have your request for episode requests right now. We're working on putting panels together, shooting out the interviews, so stay tuned. But you know what? If you have the app, you will know the date and time when the interview is going to be pushed out. So feel free, please go to Google or Apple and type in Brothers Echo Radio. You'll see the icon with my face and download. And if you have the app, I need you to finish your registration on that, because that way that gives me the opportunity to celebrate you. You know, when it's your birthday, anniversary, it feels good for someone to reach out and say happy birthday, and you know, they're thinking about you. And I want to have the opportunity to do that for you, just like you all support me. I want to do that for you. But you know, I don't know unless you finish downloading the app. So help your girl out so I can be there for you as well. And you'll also know about the interviews, the panels, the upcoming Brothers Echo travel, everything that's coming. When I say travel, we're traveling to interview people. We're busy. Yo, we are busy, but a good busy. So download that. You'll be the first to know. My email, that is brothersechoradio@gmail.com. brothersechoradio@gmail.com. That email account is monitored, and you will certainly get a response back within a day, no more than 2 days. So any questions, comments, concerns, the requests, they're definitely coming in. Hit me up that way as well, but please, please use the app. So that's all I have this starting off so far. But it always feels good to come back on the radio, on the show, on this podcast, to show love, because you all are definitely showing me love. I'm going to put it out there. You all have changed my life. I mean, for the better. And I thank you, because of you, opportunities are certainly coming. God and everything. Thank you. But this week, I want to talk about connection. And the reason I want to talk about connection is because I've been having some conversations, a part of conversations, and that has seemed to me to be the theme. And just follow me for a second. And when I use the word connection, I want to break that definition down. So when I say that, a connection is a relationship in which a person, a thing, or idea is linked or associated with something or someone. Okay, that's when you have a person, thing, or idea that is linked. You have that connection. So keep that in mind. And, you know, and a profound connection necessitates all forms of communication. So while most of us conceive, we think about our interaction being just having a conversation, to put it simply. We think about a profound connection as having a conversation with someone. But in fact, body language relationships may be equally as important as verbal ones. As a matter of fact, there was a study saying that the body language speaks volumes way more than just the traditional conversation piece. Body language, right? And then when you have a connection, connection can lead to just having an eye-to-eye contact with someone. Because when you have eye-to-eye contact with someone in a conversation, you're letting that individual know that you're genuinely interested in what it is that they're saying. And you're not just waiting for them to finish talking so you can get your point across. What do you call that? Waiting to respond. But what you're doing is you're listening. That's a connection. Connection can also be sometimes when you're out and about and you may nod at someone or smile at a stranger. That goes a long way with certain people. I was in a store recently and this woman walked by me and she stared in my direction. I couldn't help but notice. So I looked over and she said, "My goodness," she said, "you are gorgeous and tall." And I laughed and I looked at her. I couldn't say, you know, same to you because she was shorter than shorter. But I said, you're gorgeous too. And she just smiled. And you were, I feel like that just made her day. But life's funny because days went on. I realized we attend the same church. You know, I ran into her church a few days later. But you have that connection because you never know what a person needs. You can also have a negative connection. See, a connection can show you who you are connected to, shows who you really are. If you're around a person that's always gossiping, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've seen, been around people that just, it's negative. You know, they have issues on the job, they have issues at the house, they have issues in the store, they have issues at the dealership, at issues at the church, everywhere. This individual or individuals they may go, there's always a problem, and someone else is the problem. And then think about this. If you connect yourself with that person, that's going to end up showing in you in your life. If you allow this person to plug into you, that's the source, that negativity is going to bleed over to you. So when you're having dreams, things that you want to do, things you want to accomplish. Now you're kind of standing on the corner of lost dreams because you're connected to something that has no power. And going back to my point, connection is powerful because it's connected to communication. And so when you allow, and I'm just going to use gossip because for some reason people enjoy it. And that's why I'm so proud of Brothers Echo. We don't major in the negativity whatsoever. But if you allow a person to call you, if you allow a person to come around you and to talk about and to speak about someone, to try to change your mind about an individual and cast a negative light around someone, move around, get away from that individual because they're leaving something with you. They're depositing something with you. And it's interesting, and I'm going to always use myself as an example. As you're working on your dream and you're becoming successful, provided you're away from the negativity, it's funny how people will walk in sort of like at the end of your movie when they see things are working out, when they see how, you know, you have the podcast that's booming. And that's what Candy said on the Housewives. She said, I'm worldwide. When they see that you're worldwide, they see that now you're going to be keynote speakers here and there. Yes, your girl, I'm speaking that keynote speaking in my future. I'm speaking that. But people from all over the world are reaching out to you. You know, you have to be careful, even in that process, as your dream is coming to light, who you allow in your space. You know, I heard a preacher say the other day that he doesn't have a circle. He has a straight line so everyone can see what time it is. I need to see exactly what you're doing. And I enjoyed that when he said it because it's so true. It's important to see who's around you and who is on your team and who you are connected to. But I want to also talk about, for me, as I have certain, and I have a very small, I mean, less than five people that I actually trust, less than four people I actually really talk to when it comes to my dreams, who are connected to my dreams, because this is something that's important to me. See, if you go to my personal Facebook page, I have Beauty for Ashes. I had that saying on there, beauty for ashes. And so as I live this dream, I'm seeing all the beauty come from those things that were meant to be nothing for me, I guess. I mean, I'm just going to put it plainly. How the Lord really just turned everything around and made things beautiful. But connection, the right connection, and success comes with the cost. And I need to ask some of you, and I have a feeling who's listening, a few people I know that are listening. Have you ever considered, seriously considered, the cost of your dream? I'm talking about the price you must pay. The price you must pay if you ever hope to be an alumni of the Success Club. There's a price to pay for that Success Club. So, for an example, when I purchased my home and I began my podcast, I grossly misjudged the cost of success and the price I would pay in terms of time invested, energy consumed, money spent, studying, growing, advertising. And when I'm talking about the cost, I'm not just talking about money. Please know that I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about what I just mentioned, and it comes with a major cost. And I have no idea. I can't give you a dollar amount how much it costs. But I'll tell you this, I have been caught off guard a few times. Because for me, for Brothers Echo, you know, this is a dream. This is something that I'm doing that I enjoy. I enjoy outreach. I enjoy helping people. And not just that, I'm full-time in my own profession. And that's just that, I'm full-time student, mom, looking at real estate to purchase, and all the other parts of life that come our way. There's a lot going on. And I've learned, life's taught me that I'm productive under pressure. I don't know what it is, but when it comes to pressure, I flourish when it comes to that. But I want to talk about that cost. I mean, I worked hours into the early morning, after work, before work. I've lost relationships because I had acquaintances who felt as though I wasn't there enough. You know, I was too busy. I didn't answer the phone enough. But those who know me and understand that drive, they know I'm busy investing in my dream. And the very few people that I've mentioned that I'm connected to. Now, keep in mind, God and everything that I'm connected to, they give me the energy and I give it back to them as well to keep going when it comes to Brothers Echo. They keep going when it comes to my other goals that I'm accomplishing. Because soon it's going to be cosmetics, scents, perfumes, lip balms and some other things that are coming down the line here soon. But it's so important that we know who we are connected to. And you know what? Even in that connection at times, you may have to shut people out of your life and don't think twice about it. You know, I don't know why some of us have been conditioned to try to understand and be there for people. No, there comes a moment in time where you have to sever ties and say, you know what, this is not it. Because in this conversation is no longer feeding me. As a matter of fact, I feel like when I'm sitting here and you're talking about the same thing that you've been talking about for the past 5, 7, 8, 10 plus years, I need to remove myself from that. Cut it off. I mean, slam that door hard and continue to work on that power source. Work on, okay, what is it that I need for this dream? And then also ask yourself, why do you have this dream? Why is it so important to you? And then when you really get into that question, that's a question that only you can answer for yourself, not your mom, your dad, your best friend, your neighbor. This is a question you need to ask yourself. You will have no problem removing any and everything else, distractions, out of your life. But it all goes back to what you have around you, what you have aligned yourself with, what you have connected yourself with. Foolishness begets foolishness. Gossip, stupidity, majoring in minors, that's all you're going to have for the rest of your life. If your life consists of just going to work on the weekends, going to the hookah bar, and not doing anything with your life, you're going to turn around 20 years later and have nothing to show. Because if you're blessed to live the next day, that next day is going to come and you need to look and say, okay, what do I have to show for this? why don't I take a class in business management or take a trade course? Whatever it is that's in you. Because I believe we all have that thing in us that yo, what if I decided to start this business? Or what if thing? What if I decided to start going into, you know, cosmetics? What if I decided to open up this food truck? We all have that gift in us that's not just for us. But too many times we connect ourselves to the wrong source. And then you need to be careful, because I've witnessed people pour out their own insecurities on someone else to drown out their own dreams, the other person's dreams, because they were too afraid to step into theirs. That's selfish, darn near demonic, I think. And so for me, when I teach my child, keep things to yourself. Keep your business your business. When I started Brothers Echo Radio, I didn't tell anyone really. I was moving in silence. I didn't say one word. I prayed about the name. I spoke with some people, my accountant and others about how, you know, about getting this thing to pop. And I put it out there. And even in the process, how this podcast is growing and how successful this thing is becoming, there are people now that are still trying to hate and with their comments, but I'm not connected to them and they can no longer reach me. So as you continue to grow, as we continue to grow in this thing called life, watch who's around you. And if something is not serving you, shut it off, cut it off. Slam the door on it. If it's not serving you, it doesn't make you selfish. It makes you fully aware of who you are and the value that you bring. If it's relationships that you've had for a long period of time, your time's up. Time for you to go. And sometimes, you know, you don't need to make a loud exit. Just grab your bag and leave. And they look around, they don't see you anymore. Watch who you're connected to. And if it's no longer serving you, cut out. And that's all I got to share with you all in this podcast. You know, I just felt the need to come in here. And I get that from time to time, to talk about things that I've experienced. I'm never going to talk about enough. My goal is not to talk about another person. My goal is to talk about the things that I wish I would have known. And that helps others avoid the same pitfalls. But watch who you're connected to. Do not overly trust. Heck, just trust just enough. And you see something, pay attention to red flags now. Well, that's another episode. That's going to be a panel discussion. And coming up, we have quite a few panel discussions. It's going to be amazing. But you'll only know about that if you complete your download of the Brothers Echo Radio app. Because I really, really want to celebrate each and every one of you that have definitely changed my life. And again, hit me up on Facebook. You can hit me up on Brothers Echo Radio. Facebook, my Gmail, brothersechoradio@gmail.com. Download my app, and I'm always here. And I promise you, I'll get back with you, or someone on my team will definitely get back with you. But more importantly, as always, live this life for an audience of two, and that's God and you. Take care. Bye.